是他充满我，是非做他神功，我虽是他不受满足，是他生命这样灵的时候，我们就像耶稣。
We are like Jesus.
就是当初耶稣为门徒们洗脚的那个灵。
Like the way Jesus washed the feet of his disciples.
第三节。
Stanza three.
我愿成为我有，将被我是。 让他来充满我们
Let him fill you
让他来倒空我们
Let him empty you
我们被倒空了才能被他充满
Only by emptying can you be filled
我们如果变为无有他才能成为我们的万有
When he is nothing can he be everything to you
我们再唱那个副歌
Let us sing the chorus one more time
我愿这对主唱，对主说。Oh, to be nothing, nothing, only to lie at His feet, a broken and empty vessel for the Master's to use me.Forced to His service I go, yes Lord, broken vessel of thunder, His life through me, my foe. Oh, to be nothing, nothing, oh.To lie at His feet, a broken and empty vessel for the Master's use. Amen. 我觉得耶稣已经在向我们说话了。
Feel like the Lord Jesus has already spoken to us.
他已经开始将这个。洗脚的意义啊，在向我们显明。
Already spoken the significance of feet washing to us now.
这不是一个外面的形式。
It's not an outward ritual.
这是从里面流露出来的。
It is an outflow of the inward life.
这是一个没有自己的生命。
This is a life with no self.
这是一个没有自己的服侍。
This is a selfless service.
这就是耶稣基督的服侍。
This is the service of Jesus.
Hallelujah.哦，主耶稣就在我们当中。
Jesus is in our midst.
他今天要为我们洗脚。
He wants to wash your feet.
虽然我们看不见他。
But we see him not.
但是他借着他所要用的人。
But through the people he wants to use.
要为我们洗脚。
He wants to wash.
他要我们明白那个洗脚的意义。
He wants us to understand the significance of washing.
在约翰福音第十三章那里。
In John chapter 13,
就记载了主耶稣为门徒洗脚的这个故事。
It talks about how Jesus washed the disciples.
这是耶稣被卖的那一天晚上。
It was the day that Jesus, the night Jesus was betrayed.
他跟门徒们一起用晚餐的时候。
As he spoke to the disciples at the Last Supper.
主耶稣特别提到。他这样做他是为我们留下了榜样
Jesus mentioned that he did this to leave for us a clear example
可是耶稣的意思不是单单叫我们在外面呢来效法他
But Jesus did not want us to outwardly imitate him
更重要的乃是要有他那个灵
More important is that we reflect his spirit
在约翰福音十三章那里我们看到说
In John 14, we see.
也许大家可以听我这样念，来听念，听我这样来讲。
Maybe you can just listen to me read.
逾越节以前呢，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，他就爱他们到底。他知道自己离世归父的时候到了意思说他不但是要经过十字架而且他要回到荣耀里去了
In John 14
13
对不起一节到 1-3节 verse 1-3. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
注意第一节最后他说，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Notice how he says, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the very end.
下面接着就说，那个魔鬼已经将卖耶稣的意思放在加略人犹大的心里面。
Verse 2 it says, at that time Satan had already put the intention to betray Jesus through Judas.
耶稣早已经知道犹大要卖他。
Jesus knew that Judas would betray him.
可是他仍然爱他，并且爱他到底。
Yet Jesus still loved him to the end.
这是耶稣说他也为我们做了榜样其中的一点。
This is the example Jesus has set for us.
不是单单在外面洗脚。
It's not just an outward ritual.
在爱，特别是爱要出卖他的人，爱到底这件事上，他要我们效法他。
Loving one who betrays him. This is how we must imitate him.
耶稣知道父已经将万有交在他的手里。
Even knowing that everything had been given to him from the Father.
你知道这个时候的耶稣要回到荣耀里去，他仍然，他也是会管理万有的主，他还是这样要来服侍他们。
Even knowing that he was going to go back to God to receive all glory, he still served them in this way.
他知道他从神那里来，现在要回到神那里去。
He knew that he had come from God and he was going back to God.
第四节就说，他就离席，站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。
So he rose from supper, he laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself.
这是一个仆人的这个行动。
This is the actions of a servant.
耶稣要我们效法他来做仆人。
Jesus wants us to imitate him as a servant.
他说，我来了不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
He said, I have come to serve, not to be served.
前面所提到的那个榜样就是爱仇敌。
The example set for us here is loving your enemies.
爱那些出卖我们的人。
Loving those who have betrayed us.
这是超过原谅的。
It's beyond those that we are difficult to forgive.
耶稣教导我们，我们必须要饶恕。
Jesus teaches us we must forgive.
我们如果不饶恕弟兄和姐妹，我们的天父就不饶恕我们。
If we forgive not our brothers and sisters, our Father will not forgive.
不管我们是多么有理由。
Doesn't matter how many reasons we have.
耶稣说，你们必须饶恕。
Jesus said, you must forgive.
你不饶恕，天父就不饶恕你们。
You don't forgive, the Father won't forgive you.
第四节，他以这个行动，或者是约翰他记载耶稣这样的行动，就是叫我们看到这是一个做仆人的。
In verse 4, we see him model servanthood for us.
脱了衣服。
He laid aside his
从他做主人的地位上下来。
He became a servant for us.
我们，主要我们这样效法他。
The Lord wants us to imitate him in this way.
尤其我们在教会中牧会的人。
Especially the pastors among us.
我们要常常从我们的牧师的地位上要走下来。
We need to know how to lay down our pastoral
有的牧师会穿上他那个牧师的礼服。
Some pastors wear their pastoral garments.
许多时候我们要脱下来。
Often we need to
也从我们的地位上走下来。
Take off those garments, walk down
from your position. 而且要拿一条手巾啊来束腰。
You need to take a towel and gird yourself.
要卑微的来服侍人。
Lowly serve people.
很多时候我们忘记，我们做牧师的，我们是仆人，但是不知不觉的，我们会做主人。
So often we forget we are servants, and yet we so easily want to become the master.
尤其我们要很小心，要用这个主任牧师这两个字。
We need to be so careful to use this term. Senior pastor.
因为我们不知不觉的把我们放在一个主要的地位上。
And this will put us in this position of prominence.
取代了那个主的地位。
So often this can replace the Jesus Christ position in the church.
第五节，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚。
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples'
feet. 并且用自己所束的手巾去擦干。
Wiping them with his own towel.
耶稣他是亲自这样来做。
Jesus did this personally today.
把水倒在盆里面要弯腰的。
Pouring the water, he had to bend down.
洗门徒的脚要弯腰的，要下来的。
To wash disciples' feet, he had to bend down.
都要我们效法他的谦卑。
Jesus wants us to imitate.
常常弯腰。
Bend down.
从高位上下来。
Get down from your high position.
第六节说，挨到西门彼得，西门对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet?
耶稣回答说，我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Jesus answered, what I am doing now, you do not understand now, but you will know after this.
他不知道耶稣要表达的意义。
He didn't understand Jesus'
meaning. 那个时候他不明白耶稣要他。要他们学习他的榜样。
He didn't understand, Jesus wanted him to learn his example.
基本上就是要谦卑。
It's a humility.
以谦卑束腰。
Humility, to gird.
而且来服侍。
And serve.
你要读前面的经文的话，你就知道这班门徒那个时候他们正在争论谁伟大。
If you know the context right before this, they were, disputing who is the greatest.
可是耶稣一直教导他们要谦卑。
But Jesus continually teach them.
他说最小的才是最大的。
The first shall be the last.
而且谁要为首的叫服侍人。
Whoever
为首的要做头的要服侍人。
Okay. The head must be the servant.
这都是耶稣要我们所学习所效法的地方。
These are the places where Jesus wants us to learn.
可是彼得他并不明白。
But they didn't understand.
他有他自己的看法。
They all have their own thoughts.
第七节，耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必要明白。”
Verse 7, Jesus says, "What I am doing now, you don't understand, but you will know later."
我们这个服侍。
When we serve,
做仆人
as a servant,
学习谦卑
we learn humility.
我们越到后来我们就越明白的那个重要
More and more we know this importance.
彼得说你永不可洗我的脚
Peter said you shall never wash my feet.
我们都知道哈，彼得意见很多的
Peter has lots of opinions.
他有很多他自己的看法
He has lots of his own thoughts.
我们知道主耶稣啊，差遣他要往外邦人啊，哥利流的家里去传福音的时候
Now when Peter was sent to preach at the house of Cornelius,
甚至用异象来对他说话
and to speak to him through vision.
他还是有自己的主见
He's still subjective.
他主啊，我从来没有沾染这个不洁净的东西
saying I've never touched unclean things.
意思说他从来不跟外邦人来往的
No relationship with Gentiles.
主说，凡是我所洁净的，我所洁净的，你都要看为是洁净的
Jesus said, Lord said to him, what I call clean.Is clean.
所以在这时候主耶稣啊要用行动来表达他的内心的一个信息的时候他说你永不可洗我的脚
So when the Lord Jesus expressed this to him Peter said You will never wash my feet
耶稣说我若不洗你你就与我无份了
Jesus answered If I do not wash you You have no part with me
与我无份了最主要的就是你就不会有我这种仆人的这个身份或者仆人的灵了。
The no part mainly means you will not share in the spirit of humility and servanthood.
第九节，西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”
So Simon Peter said, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my feet, please wash."
彼得毕竟还是要多多的得到主。
Peter still had such a desire.
他愿意有份，所以他说：“不但是我的。”我的脚连手头也要洗
So he did want to have part with Jesus So he said not only my feet but my hands and my head
耶稣说凡洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗呢全身就干净了
Jesus said he who bathed needs only to wash his feet but is completely clean
他说你们是干净的然而不都是干净的
You are clean but not all of you
耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁所以说你们不都是干净的
For he knew who would betray himTherefore, he said, you are not all clean.
他知道在门徒们中间有一个是不干净的。
He knew there was an unclean one among the disciples.
存心不对的。
Heart was wrong.
我们服侍主那个存心非常的重要。
Our heart motive is so important in our service.
因为神不是看我的外貌，那是看我们的内心。
The Lord looks inside, not at the outward.
我们服侍主的那个存心动机都要小心。
We need to pay special attention to our heart motive.
有任何的掺杂在主看来都是不干净的。
Any mixture is unclean.
第十二节，耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说。
So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments, he sat down once more and said,
我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？
Do you know what I have done to you?
你们称呼我父子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am.
我是你们的主，我是你们的父子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet,
最重要的是这一句话。
You also ought to wash one another's feet. Very
你们也当彼此洗脚。
You ought to wash each other's feet.
我给你们做了榜样。
For I've given you an example.
叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
That you should do as I have done to you.
主耶稣他叫我们，他给我们留下这个榜样。
Jesus left us this example.
这个洗脚不仅是外面的一个榜样。
Washing feet is not only an outward example.
这个跟我们的灵，跟我们的心态，跟我们的存心都有关系。
Has all together to do with heart motive.
而且在那个时候啊，洗脚是一个最卑微的事。
Washing feet is the most lowly act.
那个时代啊，他们所穿的鞋子就是一个 sandals， 一个好像拖鞋一样的。
During that time, people wore sandals.
所以脚呢是最脏的一个部分。
The feet would get dirty often.
要为人洗脚，这是一个最卑微的一件事。
To wash feet for people is the lowly act.
耶稣他以自己为门徒洗脚来作为榜样。
Jesus set such an example for us.
他要我们效法他。
He wants us to imitate him.
去做那些最卑微的事。
To do the most lowly things.
服侍弟兄姐妹。
Serve our brothers and sisters.
而且他说我们要彼此洗脚。
And he says, wash one another's feet.
彼此的服侍。
Serve one another.
不是要别人来服侍我们。
Not waiting for others to
serve you. 他说我们要服侍别人。
We serve others.
要常常记住主耶稣说我来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Remember, even Jesus said, I have come to serve, not to be served.
他说我给你们做了榜样。
This is my example to you.
叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
So do as I have shown you.
我实实在在的告诉你们。
Most assuredly, I say to
you, 仆人不能大于主人。
A servant is not greater than his
master. 差人的也不能大于差他的人。
Nor is he who sent greater than he who sent him.
他的意思告诉我们。
He means.
他既然这样的谦卑。
In this act of humility.
这样低下来服侍门徒。
Lowly service.
我们永远不会大过他。
We will never be greater than him.
不管我们在教会中，在社会上的地位如何。
No matter what our position is in the church or world.
他要我们。效法他
he wants us to imitate
照着他所做的这样去做
do as he has done unto us.
第十七节你们既知道这事呢若去行就有福了
if you know these things blessed are you if you do them
当我们这样效法主彼此服侍的时候
as we imitate Jesus in such acts of humility
彼此以谦卑束腰
and we gird our waist with humility
彼此的顺服
And submit to one another.
当我们这样去做的时候
As we do this,
耶稣他就说我们就有福了
says, We are blessed.
我们就得着了他的祝福
We will be blessed by him.
我们知道我们
We know we
彼此洗脚就是谦卑彼此的服侍
Washing one another's feet is to serve each other in lowliness and humility.
这是一件蒙福的事情。
This is a blessed act.
今天下午我相信主要祝福我们每一位。
This afternoon, the Lord is going to bless every one of us.
他要我们效法他的榜样。
He wants us to imitate him.
我们现在就开始。
We will begin.
弟兄们
Brothers.
我就来我就给弟兄们洗脚，姊妹们呢，就是有周师母，
my wife，
一些特别是在教会牧会的，然后呢，周师母会有
my wife，
可爱姐妹哦，有玉桂姐妹跟 Mary 帮助
，Mary
那Martha 姐妹呢就
Sister Martha,
有可爱姐妹还有子祥姐妹会帮助她
another sister assist her in washing sister's feet
那个刘格姐妹也在旁边也帮助
Sister Liu
那帮助我的呢就是韩弟兄 还有徐静怡弟兄
Brother Han and Brother Xu will help me.
哎Jim 弟兄也在旁边，需要他，他就会帮助。
Jim will also help out.
让我们思想主的话。
Let us think about the word of the
Lord. 不要看人。
Don't look at anybody.
这是耶稣在我们当中这样运行。
As Jesus walks among us.
我去年是第一次啊，我服侍主以来第一次给弟兄们洗脚。
Last year is the first time I washed brothers' feet.
以前我有给人洗过脚。
I have done this before.
但是我替人洗脚是去年是第一次。
Last year's first time I washed people.
那是因为主啊先感动了 Martha 姐妹。
Because the Lord moved Martha.
可是她只是给姊妹们洗了脚。
She only washed the sisters' feet.
后来我觉得我们不能偏待弟兄们。
I think the brothers need this too.
因为主是爱我们每一个人。
Because the Lord loves each one of us.
所以我就感动了，要下去给弟兄们洗脚。
So then I moved to wash the brothers' feet.
那么这次洗脚呢？
Then this time,
是我第一次啊，圣灵很清楚的这样感动说，
first,
你要给弟兄们洗脚。
This is the first time where the Holy Spirit moved me in a clear way.
这是我服侍主四十多年来第一次主亲自跟我这样说。
First time the Lord spoke to me clearly.
当时我还在问。
I was asking the Lord.
因为叫我一开始就要洗脚。
You want me to wash feet like this?
后来我就想主啊，他们还没有到，你就要我一开始就给他们洗脚。
A lot of people haven't even come yet. You want me to wash their feet?
而且到的人呢还没有齐。
And not everybody's here.
所以后来我就祷告，我也跟玛莎姐妹交通。
Later I prayed and Martha, fellowship with Martha.
本来是我们上个主日要洗的。
Supposed to be last Sunday.
后来就觉得应该等一等。
Then I thought I should wait.
所以就今天下午这个时间，我觉得是主这样带领的。
So we choose this afternoon.
赞美主。
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 我们继续听请这样谈。
Let us continue to listen.
可能我会有圣灵带领，我们就唱一些短歌。
May we sing some short songs.
可是
Spirit leads.
我觉得你要留意圣灵在你身上的工作。
Remember what the Lord is doing.
不要压制你的感觉。
Don't suppress your feelings.
你受有什么感动，你就很自然让圣灵这样出来。
Just let the Spirit lead your feelings.
这样他就能做成在你身上的工作。
Then he can do what he wants to do.
我们在这里都是举目不见一人，只见耶稣在这里。
No man only, but see Jesus only.
哦，他在我们当中。
He is here.
我们继续谈那个，愿我成为无有。
Let's continue to sing, Oh, to be nothing.
有的人可以唱诗歌，我们就唱八十九首，八十九首。Oh, to be like him. 你的诗歌本还在旁边，其他的人还在继续的写。你让圣灵在你身上继续的做工。八十九。
Let's sing a number 89. Just let the Spirit continue to do what He's doing in you.
我要向你，
那样的柔细，宽恕又怜悯，仁爱良善，不但孤单地面临灰心地，却遭犯罪的不是为难。啊，我要生你，啊，我要生主，主生你模样，生你的甘甜，生你的真心，在我的中心刻你心香。啊，我要像你那样的忍耐，圣洁而谦卑，与人无伤，温和的接受苦力的苦待，宁可救别人，自己死亡。啊，我要像你，哦，我要像你，可爱的救主，像你今天，像你的真见，在我的中心和你心相。啊，我要向你，我紧迫祈求，我愿出代价跟随你心，将我的所失和我的所有完全献给你，不自己也。我要向你，哦，我要向你，爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心和你心相。啊，我要向你，有倒下你的爱充满我心，使我做个天陪给你居住。Oh Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. 啊，我要向像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真洁，在我的中心和你心上。主耶稣今天下午在我们每一个人身上就是做这一件工作。
Lord Jesus afternoon is doing this work.
他就是要使我们更多像他。
To be more like him.
Oh, 多么荣耀那个像他。
How glorious to be more like Jesus.
圣经说到我们被改变像他的时候。
The Bible says when we have changed into his likeness.
那乃是荣上加荣。
From glory to glory.
就是荣耀加上荣耀。
Glory to glory.
有人呢就翻作说从某一个程度的荣耀，然后进到另外一个程度的荣耀。
From one degree of glory to a higher degree of glory.
哦，他今天下午就在我们每一个人身上做这个工作。
This is what he's doing this afternoon in us all.
外面的不重要，里面的才重要。
Outward unimportant, inward is important.
而且他所做的都是在我们里面的。
Everything he does is within us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
哦，我们要在里面像他。
How much we want to be
我们要有更多耶稣基督的灵、
like、him.
基督的灵它有一个特别的意思
has a special meaning.
当然他是圣灵。
Of course he is Holy Spirit.
可是那个基督的灵，特别是讲到像耶稣那样的那个灵。
He speaks a spirit like Christ.
保罗说，人如果没有基督的灵，他就不是属基督的。
Peter says, Paul says, without the Spirit of Christ, you are not His.
而圣灵来就是要把基督的灵带给我们。
Holy Spirit come to give us the Spirit of Christ.
那个基督的灵是表现在谦卑、柔和、圣洁、服侍、顺服。
Spirit of Christ is expressed in humility, in gentleness, in service.
他今天下午真的把这些真的属灵的美德再加在我们身上。
Today we believe these spiritual virtues have been added to us.
我知道主所做的远超过我所能够明白的。
I know what the Lord does surpasses what I understand.
虽然我好像有一点解释。
Even though I explained some.
但是我相信主做的。
But what the Lord does.
会有深远的影响。
Will have far surpassing.
远超过我们所知道所想象的。
Way more than what we can imagine.
我们只要接受，哈利路亚。
We need to receive.
就是这样相信。
Believe.
他今天下午就在我们中间。
He is walking in our midst.
我们何等有福气。
How blessed we are.
能够像那一天晚上。
On that night.
耶稣洗门徒们的脚。耶稣洗门徒们的脚。
When Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
不同的是，耶稣今天是在圣灵里面与我们同在。
The difference is today Holy Spirit resides within us.
没有一个祷告他说最喜欢听的就是我们愿意更多像他。
The prayer he loves the most is, Oh, to be like thee.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee. Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness.请声音Oh, to be like thee, Oh, to be like thee, Bless every Redeemer, Pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness,Come in thy fullness, stand thy own image deep on my heart. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 让圣灵继续地向我们说话。
The Holy Spirit continue to speak to our hearts.
他知道我们能够明白多少。
How much we comprehend.
他也知道我们现在虽然知道的不多。
He knows how little we know now.
以后我们必要明白。
But we shall know later.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们在唱那个，但愿我无有 ，All to be nothing.
Let us sing All to be nothing one more time.
Hallelujah, 就是九十几啊，七十五，七十五
，75。
但愿这是我们每一个人的祷告。
His light through me, my
向主表达你心里面的感受，在这时候每一个人主就在这里，好像面对面的，你向他表达你心中的爱，心中的感受。
Tell him what is in your heart.
Glory, glory, glory. Jesus, we love you.接上149首
149
这是这是一首奉献的诗歌，我们结束的时候一起站起来唱，把我们的所有都献给主，赞美主。也许你们还不知道哈，那个 Jim 跟 Martha 结婚的时候，他们就唱这首诗。很诚实的这样对主唱。
Stanza one more time from the heart.
愿我身体与灵的完全献给你，我是跟我经营的贵族，却一文不敢失去，却一文不敢失去，愿我手指做善工，天被恩主爱感动，愿我脚趾走正路，去传福音救罪奴，去传福音救罪奴，愿我口唱满圣言，让你临在众人前，愿我生日唱新歌，赞美主。 愿啊，我们从心里面所唱的这首诗歌，主啊，你愿啊，悦纳我们的奉献，也保守我们的奉献
，preserve our sacrifice,
our consecration,
our consecration,
让我们的奉献越来越深
，let our consecration be ever deeper,
越来越完全
，more and more complete,
越来越彻底
，more and more complete,
直到毫无保留
，until we hold nothing back,
也保守我们站在你面前的每一位弟兄和姐妹。
Sanctify every brother, sister here.
让我们牢牢地记住。
Let us remember.
你要我们效法你的榜样。
You want us to imitate your example.
特别在卑职服侍、谦卑属腰的事上。
Especially in the matter of humbly serving one another.
让我们效法你。
Help us to
imitate. 把那个仆人的心更多加给我们。
Grant us more that servant heart.
谢谢主下午给我们这样美好的带领。
Thank you, Jesus, for leading us.
谢谢你的同在。
Your presence.
我们相信你做，你亲自所做的。
We believe what you have done among us.
必亲自要持守。
You will continue.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.